Good day and welcome to Q2 FY23 conference call of Quantum Papers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Sonpal.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to you all. My name is Anuj Sonpal from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Quantum Papers Limited. On behalf of the company, I'd like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings call for the second quarter and the first half of the financial year 2023. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's con call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's beliefs as well as assumptions made by and information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decision. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and financial quarter under review. Now, let me introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for opening remarks. We firstly have with us Mr. Pawan Khaitan, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Roshan Garg, Chief Financial Officer. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Khaitan to start with his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anuj. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our quarterly earnings conference call to discuss the results and business updates for the second quarter of the financial year 2023. It is a pleasure to connect with you all again. Let me now briefly take you through the quarterly business highlights and industry developments. Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, will take you through the financials. I'm happy to announce that we close Q2 FY23 on a strong note with our highest ever quarterly revenue and EBITDA margins and significant growth on both a quarter-on-quarter and a year-on-year basis as well. There is a healthy growth in the order book on the back of strong demand and pull for our products and the high NSR for our company. Although the challenges around the volatile commodity prices, global inflation, supply chain imbalance existed throughout the quarter, we were able to steer through these challenges with a favorable business environment and a continued focus on customers. In the quarter under review, net sales realization increased by about 17%, which included a sales volume growth of 4% compared to the last quarter. The industry is continuing to grow positively, especially post the single-use plastic ban and the new education policy rollout, which will provide an impetus to the demand. Now I will request Mr. Roshan Garg, our CFO, to give you the brief about our quarterly financials.
Thank you, Pawanji, and good afternoon, everyone. I would like to brief you on the financial performance of this quarter, so the second quarter of the financial year 2023. We have highest ever quarterly revenue. The income from operations grew by 69.6% year-on-year to Rs. 341 crores. The EBITDA for quarter 2 financial year 23 grew by 149.1% year-on-year to Rs. 99.4 crores with EBITDA margin of 29.15%. And the net profit after tax stood at Rs. 52.7 crores, which grew by 401.9% year-on-year with PAT margin of 15.5%. For H1 23, income from operations stood at Rs. 615.2 crores with an increase of 76.5% on year. EBITDA stood at 160.1 crores in H1 FY 23 as against Rs. 55.3 crores in H1 22 and PAT of Rs. 77.2 crores before exceptional items in H1 23 as against Rs. 5.1 crores in H1 FY 22. With improved cash flow position, the company has prepaid its entire FITL debt of Rs. 35.2 crores in quarter 2 FY23, which was otherwise payable till financial year 2029-30. Our long-term debt stands reduced from 598 crores on 31st March 22 to INR rupees 559 crores as on 30th September 2022. Now I hand over to Pavan Khetanji for further discussion.
Thank you, Roshan, for highlighting the financials. So during the first half of FY23, the company has undertaken numerous cost-saving measures to improve our profitability, like replacing expensive imported softwood and hardwood pulp with in-house wood pulp, which we have commenced making, installation and commissioning of the advanced synchro sheeter of about 100 tons for better and precise cut quality, and upgradation of PM4 to improve productivity. We are also undertaking further debottlenecking in our operations, which will increase the production capacity by about 15%. This will be funded largely by internal accruals given our strong cash flows. Our focus is to add new products under specialty segments, and we have introduced food-grade wrapping paper as a replacement for single-use plastic packaging. We also intend to foray into tissue paper segment, which is one of the fastest growing paper segments in India. In conclusion, we are happy to start the third quarter with a strong demand outlook. The festival season should boost our sales further, and we expect our initiatives on backward and forward integration which will significantly improve the financials outlook and health of the company. We would now be happy to discuss any questions, comments, or suggestions that you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. The first question is from the line of Vardhaman Sancheti from AVF Equiserve LLP. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My question is that what's the share of specialty paper currently? And where do you see this mix going 2 years down the line?
Thank you for that question. Yes, currently our mix of specialty papers in the total production is about 18% to 20%. And which is likely to go up to about 30-odd% in the next 2-3 years.
Okay. And sir, what's the planned capex in tissue segment?
Tissue segment, we would be planning to spend about 60 to 70 crores, and which will help us put up about 80 ton per day machine. Now that also I would consider as a specialty paper for us, and which will then certainly add more to the specialty mix going forward.
And what's the gestation period for this?
This is about 18 months.
18 months. Okay. And sir, I had just read your last interview where you had mentioned that you are working on certain cost-saving measures apart from this. So, like, what margin expansion do we see from this measure going forward?
So going forward, we are looking to save about 30 to 40 crores on our steam and power costs. We are going to do modifications of our existing recovery boilers and our turbines, and it will help us save to the tune of about 30 to 40 crores, which is quite a substantial saving.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one at this moment. The next question is from the line of Jiteen Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just had one question. What is the current status of or that there is some correction in cup stock prices?
So your voice just fluctuated in between. So can you repeat your question, please?
Sure. My question is, what is the current status of prices? I have heard that, you know, prices have corrected 20% in duplex and 6-7% in cup stock. Is that right? And how will this affect us, our margins?
So, thank you, Mr. Parmar. I would, even though there may be a correction in duplex, but that doesn't affect us at all because we are not in that segment. We are primarily into high value writing and printing papers and specialty papers, and makes up only about 4 to 5% of our total production and sales revenue. So even, but we haven't seen a reduction in cup stock prices. They're quite stable for us. And going forward, we see quite a stable market and pricing for the industry, which is going to keep us in on a good wicket for at least the next 2 years.
Yeah, okay. So what about the trajectory of raw material? How's that? I've heard that, you know, I think waste paper prices have also reduced. So does that help us, or what is the color on that, on raw material prices?
So for us, we do not use waste paper at all. We are an integrated pulp and paper manufacturing operation. We do our own pulping from mix of agro and wood. And we are a virgin fiber company. And pricing for us, again, is very stable. Going forward, in fact, we are going to look at a reduction, a slight bit of reduction in an agro pricing because of the seasonal variation. So cost of our primary material, which is wheat straw, is likely to come down for the next 6 months and even further with the next season coming in. So I think we are going to see a stable to reduced input cost for raw materials and a stable cost for wood going forward.
Great, great. Thank you. That's all I have for now. If I have any further questions, I will come back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one at this moment. The next question is from the line of Hemant Nihata from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. Decent set of numbers. In fact, a blockbuster number, I must say. Sir, I just wanted to know on the power and fuel cost side, you have already mentioned that we are planning to change some boilers and that will result into a 30-40 crores of savings. If I go by current run rate, our power and fuel cost seems to be hitting 220-200 crores approximately annually. So you will save around 30-40 crores, or the current quarter power and fuel cost was slightly higher, or was there some color? Sir, can you give me some color on this power and fuel cost?
Currently, the power and fuel cost is a bit higher because of the costing of fuel that we are getting, both coal and rice husk. Rice husk again is going to come down because the new rice season will start in October end. And November onwards, we'll get the new rice husk, which will be at substantially lower rates. That will help reduce our cost of power and fuel. But the changes which I've talked about, these changes in our boiler and turbine, that is going to help reduce 30-40 crores completely and totally. And that is not disregarding the pricing of fuel. So that is because of changes in the configuration of our boiler and turbine. It will help reduce our cost of fuel consumption to that effect and help bring about that savings annually.
So, sir, this quarter it was particularly elevated. I can say that 57 crores number.
Elevated because of the fuel cost pricing per se, and which is likely to come down for the next two quarters. And additionally, yes, the substantial change will come once the boiler and turbine upgradation happens.
And when is this likely to happen, sir? By which quarter?
This will probably take into shape by quarter one of next year.
Okay. So, sir, currently we are doing somewhere around about 29% of EBITDA margins. 16.5% or 16.7% is our power and fuel cost of the total sales that we are talking about. Approximately. So how much reduction in terms of percentage it could come down to? Matlab, what could be the delta on the EBITDA directly?
So I think 30-40% will mean about 2-3% increase in EBITDA.
EBITDA. Okay. So, sir, on a channel, on an interview, I have mentioned somewhere around 1,400 crores of or 1,400 crores of top line in next year. And if I have to conclude, is my assumption right if I conclude that we'll do a 30-32% kind of an EBITDA even for the next year?
Yes, we are clearly targeting that.
Okay, that's great, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Harmendra Gandhi from Ogma Research. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congrats to the management for a very good set of numbers. Actually, my questions have been answered. I just want to know, the volume growth was only 4% this quarter, and rest was because of price growth, or what was the reason for that, and how do you look at volume growth and price growth going forward?
So, volume growth is similar because we are running at optimal capacity utilization currently. And yes, as rightly enumerated, the price growth is what is putting an effect on the top line. We are going to see the top line stabilize at these levels because I don't see very much change in the price line in the market. Yes, a bit of a change will come in because of the product mix that we are carrying out. As I said, we've come out with single-use plastic replacement, which is OGR, oil and grease release spruce paper, and food-grade packaging paper. So this is going to help us increase our realization, and a few other specialty products that we are doing on R&D on, that is going to help release a bit of about 1-2% extra price increase and top-line increase. So I think once, and as I said, we are also spending on debottlenecking and investing in our machines to append the volume by about 10-15% by next year. So next year you should see a volume growth of that much, and that will help us grow our top line even further and help us reach about 1,400 crores for the financial year 24.
Okay. So FY24 will be mainly a volume-led story.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishit Kokri from Prudence Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, so what was the volumes done in this quarter?
38,000 tons in this quarter.
Okay. And what was the average realization?
Average realization is about 87,000 rupees per ton.
Okay. And if you can just throw some light on the October month, like the start of the October month, are the prices more or less near that range only?
Yes, it's stabilized at these levels. We are currently on a very strong wicket in terms of demand. Our order books are quite healthy, and we are continuing with the same order as of the quarter September, even through October.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is with regard to the wood-free segment that we have. I just wanted to know what percentage of revenue comes from the wood-free papers, and do they have higher margins or lower margins than the normal ones?
Thank you, Aditya. This is actually a very trick question. Unfortunately, you will be surprised to know that all our paper is wood-free. Despite using wood, which is about 50% in our pulp and paper making, we are technically wood-free because we are using the chemical process to manufacture pulp and paper. And under the technical guidelines, that is considered wood-free. Only if we were doing mechanical pulping would we be recognized as a wood-based paper, which we are not. So you can clearly say that all our paper is wood-free, and an entire realization is considered to be from the wood-free category.
Okay, that's great, sir. And are there any more listed players in this wood-free segment?
Yes, the top players like JK, Andhra, West Coast Paper, Build, everybody is wood-free.
Okay, so those were my questions. And yeah, that's all. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Ishrat from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So I wanted to get a gist on the industry to begin with. So a few months ago, we saw that waste paper prices had shot up, because of which pulp prices increased, and then obviously players who were into wood-based or agro-based paper benefited from the increase in realizations. So how is the situation now in terms of the input price and the waste paper prices?
Wood pricing continues to be strong, largely because of the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Because of that, energy costs have practically gone up and doubled and tripled all over Europe. And because of that, a lot of wood pulp manufacturing facilities have closed down or are incurring huge cost increases, which are clearly lending towards a increased cost of operation for all wood pulping facilities. So it's largely going to remain strong, and which is a healthy sign for the paper industry, because that will translate into a stabilization of the paper pricing at a relatively higher level. Waste paper, again, is because of a variety of reasons. The collection is much lowered. It hasn't caught back from the blow that it got from the COVID, and it hasn't returned to pre-COVID levels at all. And that is why even waste paper prices are continuing to remain on a higher and stable level.
Okay. And what are the current pulp prices, just to know?
Current pulp pricing is between $950 to $1,000 per ton.
Okay, but then a lot of managements have said that the regular, once things normalize, it can go down to like a 500-600 ton per dollar. What is your opinion on that?
No, sir, I would not be party to that statement at all. If at all, we will see a slight bit of 5% change in these pricing, but I think going forward, as I said, because the energy costs worldwide are on a higher level, it will sort of create and lend a level, higher level for wood pulp pricing also.
Sure, because I think realizations up until 3-4 years back for paper industry used to be about 55,000 at max, right? And now all of them are having, like, at least the leading players, including Quantum, have like 80,000 plus realizations. So I'm just trying to understand, for how long do we see these higher realizations to sustain?
I believe I'm confident, Rishad, that at least for the next 1-2 years, we will see a stabilized price line around here. Max, it'll go down to about 75,000 rupee level. But by that time, enough cost cutting and enough rationalization on the cost of production will happen to encourage sort of keeping the EBITDA margins similar.
Okay, so just if I could add another question, are we seeing any exports as well for us, for Quantum, to Europe or any other country?
Yeah, we are exporting to similarly placed countries like Gulf and North Africa and all, who use papers of our quality, and we are seeing quite a good traction for our product in those countries.
Okay, I think that's all from my end, sir. Thank you.
Some of our copier paper and some of our retail products have even found a placement in Europe and US as well. We've entered quite strongly in the notebook and textbook manufacturing operations of America as well.
Right. Just another thing, I also realized that among the agro players, Quantum has the highest margin. Because, you know, even JK makes about 28-30%, but they are primarily wood-based players, and they are obviously 100%, almost 100% integrated with their own plantation, etc. But I'm just trying to understand, how are we able to make margins as high as, you know, the leader in the industry?
So one is because of our strong connect with the market, our market orientation practices, we are able to command a premium without exception over all other agro-based players. And primarily because we use a big chunk of wood pulp also in our product and pulp and paper making operation. So that lends a higher quality, a higher, better specifications, and it helps us get a better realization for our product. And that translation of that better realization and premium helps us achieve that better EBITDA levels.
Okay, I think makes sense, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Mangesh Kulkarni from Almonds Global Securities. Please go ahead.
So thanks for giving me an opportunity. Just on the margins fronts again, like for the first half, we have margins of around 26%, and we are expecting that to go up to a 28 to 30%. So like, is there a further scope to improve the margins because we are also entering the specialty paper segments and all these things? Or long term, what will be the sustainable margins? That's my question.
I think long term we are targeting between 28% and 30%, which is a very healthy margin by any stretch of imagination. And this will, so cost cutting is an improvement, is a continuous process for us. It will keep helping us grow and look at our EBITDA margins and targets. And as the volumes growth also come in, that will help us grow as a company and keep the trending going forward.
Sir, I missed your last part of the presentation, initial remarks. So what is the order book currently and split between government and private?
We don't do government orders at all. We are completely market oriented. All our entire production goes to service the market needs. And we've got a very healthy order position. We are very confident that we will be serving the market needs going forward clearly for the next 1-2 years without any blips.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Lalwani from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I've joined the call late, so apologies if the question is repeated. Sir, what we've heard from the channel is that, you know, the imports and the dumping from China sort of increased in the last 3 to 4 months. So is that assumption true? And if you can, you know, spell out, you know, the landed cost of imports versus India realization, what is the difference today?
So thank you for that question, Deepak. I'm afraid we haven't observed any kind of dumping from China, primarily because even the government has put in a new paper import monitoring system under which all traders have to register themselves with the government and declare all quantities and grades of paper that they are importing. So it's completely a regulated operation now, and it will serving its purpose against any kind of dumping by any country. So I will not agree to any kind of claim that dumping is happening. And in fact, imports are still not reached the levels of pre-COVID as they were. And in fact, India is continuing to grow because of that. We are, as a country, we are supplying our entire needs locally and not depending through imports. The second question is the difference between price of imported and domestic. They are largely very similar because even imports are happening at about $950 to $1,000 per ton levels, which translates to about, and with the increase of dollar value, it translates to about 88,000 to 90,000 rupees per ton.
Okay. Okay, that is very useful, sir. And what will be our realization currently, and how much price hike have we taken in this quarter?
Currently, in the current quarter, we haven't taken any price hike. We are maintaining the price hikes that we enlisted in the last quarter, and we are at the levels of 88,000 to 89,000 rupees per ton.
Okay.
On various, so, on a different varieties, they are ranging between 88,000 to 89,000.
Okay, got it. Sir, apart from compliance, you know, which is sort of increased in the country, is there any global, like, are the global issues also impacting the imports? For example, the gas in Europe, maybe that situation, or the Chinese consumption itself would have gone up, which has sort of reduced the, you know, exports from those areas to India. So, is that also taking place, or is it just the compliance within India which is, you know, sort of reduced the imports?
I think the biggest impact of reduced imports is the shipping and logistics costs. Post-COVID, the shipping and logistics costs worldwide have gone up dramatically. They have now stabilized a little lower than the high level that they had reached to, but they're still much higher than the pre-COVID levels. and a lot of containers are still not available for transactions and still blocked in the China and the European countries. So that, all that is lending to a lower level of import and export and lower level of trade worldwide. Second, of course, is the Russian-Ukrainian crisis, which have led to higher energy costs, which have impacted not only paper industry but other industries as well. And that is where kind of a balance is being created worldwide, where probably the bigger export countries like China, Indonesia, are finding it easier to export to Europe and America. And in fact, India is also finding favor of exporting their product to these countries on a better realization and a better margin. So all in all, there's a better trade balance that has happened because of the Russian-Ukrainian crisis. The shipping and logistic costs are continuing to help better the situation of imports into India, and that is what is helping stabilize the industry overall.
Right, so that is very useful. Sir, just wanted to understand, so from this perspective, if you know prices are sort of here to stay, then in our business, what would be the sustainability of the margin profile which you spoke about, the 30%? So can we assume for this margin profile to stay for the next 6 months, or is it like a 1 or a 2 year affair?
I believe that margins are going to remain healthy, but we still have to continue doing our hard work to maintain them. As I said, that we are looking at reducing our costs substantially on the power and steam sector by improving our boiler and turbine operations, and it will lend to about a 2-3% increase reduction in costs, translating to increase in margin. So even if we are budgeting for a price balancing out, so even if prices decrease by about 2-3%, and which is quite possible, we will still be able to maintain our margins at 28-30%. But yes, we will have to do our bit of effort into continually adapting and improving our operations and continually looking at improving our cost and efficiencies as well.
Sure. Got it, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and 1. The next question is from the line of Miraj from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Just one question I wanted to understand, that if we believe these realizations are going to stay stable year on, are we seeing any additional capacity expansion from other players? And my point being, I wanted to understand is what kind of entry barriers other players face if someone wants to start a business, or if there is some existing players want to expand their capacities, if they also believe that the realizations are here to stay. And similarly, how you're doing a really good number in EBITDA margins also. So if others also find this opportunity lucrative, then how would the realizations later on pan out if people start adding capacities?
So I don't think that there is any big ticket investments happening in the paper industry. No new capacities are coming in. So no, what I mean to say is no greenfield operations are going to come into play. Yes, capacity enhancements will come in because of debottlenecking or setting up of further machines by existing players. So that capacity buildup will be limited to about 15-20% of existing by some of the players. So no more than, I think, overall in industry capacity for the next 2-3 years, at least no more than 5 will be added in capacity. So I think the price line is going to remain unless I don't see any big world event happening which will upset this apple cart, and this is to stay. So I think barriers to setting up capacities are many. Raw material availability is not that high as to set up greenfield projects. There is land not that is freely available. You need vast tracts of land to set up big capacities today. And environment clearances is not easy to get by. So I think these are the entry barriers, and even water being a big requirement for paper making, water availability is also something which is suspect, leading to the reason for capacity buildup on a greenfield basis not happening in the near future.
Understood. Thank you, sir. That is all my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Pramod Dangi from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, sir, and congratulations for the good set of numbers. I was looking at the two data points which is there in the presentation. Our working capital or the cash conversion cycle just suddenly sort of in this first half. So if you can throw some light on that. Sorry, I joined late, so I don't know if I missed the earlier.
We run a very tight ship and working capital utilization is very, very low. And largely because our entire sales is happening strictly on a five-day payment basis, we collect our entire sales within 5 days of invoice. And our creditor payment, we enjoy very good facilities as far as our payment for materials is concerned. So we are enjoying a very good credit period. Our collections are fast. Our stocks are relatively very low. We keep no more than 2 to 3 days finished stock because we are producing all to order basis. And you will see that our working capital utilizations are at a very, very low level. We are very, very efficient on our working capital usage.
Sure. Thanks, sir. And the second is, we just did the backward integration last year. And you just mentioned in the last question that you are looking at 2 to 2.5% benefit from the backward integration, especially in the boiler and the power energy cost. So what the where we are today in terms of the capacity utilization over there? Are we fully integrated, or is it yet to kick in? Why is it yet to kick in the benefit?
We are fully integrated. First of all, that question, and we are operating at optimal capacities on our pulp and paper. Yes, the utility section, which is the boiler and turbine, we are seeing new possibilities because of the new technologies coming in, and because of the better cash flows that we have got now, we have the wherewithal to invest in those new technologies and better our steam generation and utilization efficiency. And that is going to help us reduce our cost by 2 to 3%, which we are targeting.
Sure, sir. Thanks. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot.
Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Reminder to all ladies and gentlemen, please enter star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Ganodia from Smiths Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my question. And congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, I have two or three questions. First is on the tissue plant. You mentioned that you are setting up this 80 metric ton per day tissue machine. So I just want to understand on the current tissue paper prices, what could be the peak turnover potential on this tissue paper? And where do you plan to sell this tissue, mainly for exports or for domestic market?
So, Saurabh, this tissue plant, what we are envisaging is that there is a very healthy growth opportunity within India that has been created. And especially post-pandemic, a lot of hygiene awareness has come in and tissue is growing at a fast pace of about almost 15 to 20%. So a lot of possibility for growth within India and, of course, for export as well, because we are going to be making the quality which is ready for export. We are going to invest in a state-of-the-art machine with a crescent former. And we will be able to compete very successfully in the export market as well. But we are looking forward to, over the period, to look at improving our tissue capacities. Right now is one machine of 80 tons per day. And given the healthy trends, we may possibly look at investing in another machine for 3 to 4 years down the line.
Okay. And sir, what could be the peak turnover potential from this 80 metric ton per day machine?
We are likely to achieve about 240, 250 crores from this operation.
Okay. And these are like new machines or these are like Chinese machines?
No, we are looking at a new machine and we are exploring all avenues including Chinese. But what we are very clear is that we want to target very, very good quality. So we will invest in a machine which is going to give us the better qualities than otherwise.
Okay. And sir, what kind of debt repayment do you target for this year and next year?
That plan is afoot, Saurabh. Given the healthy cash flows, we are revising our plan for debt repayment. According to our existing debt repayment plan, we are required to retire 20 crores of term debt. But we've taken a call to retire the entire FITL ahead of time. As our CFO Roshan said earlier, we've repaid 35 odd crores of FITL, which we were required to pay over the next 8 years. So we will be looking at the repayment in a new set of eyes and look to retire a substantial part of it this year and in the next 2-3 years.
Okay. And sir, my last question will be, to your mind, what could be one or two risks do you foresee in the medium to short term for the correction in the paper price? One could be that softwood pulp prices going down. What are the other one or two key risks do you foresee for the paper prices to come down from here on?
I think, yes, the imminent factor always remains about pricing. The fact that the price has come up to such a level, there is always a risk that they will come down. But the huge variations that we've seen in the past is not what the industry experts are looking at. That is not what we are looking at. Even if there is about 5 to 7% decrease in or change in price, first of all, it will not be only downward. If it goes downward, there is every possibility that it may return also. So the year-round price may decrease by about 2 to 3%, and which every player will look at by cost-cutting measures and to get efficiency in their operation to keep the margins intact. There is every possibility to further optimize on costs and efficiencies and get better to keep the margins intact.
Okay. That was quite helpful, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Participants, you may enter star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tushar Bansal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations on a great set of numbers. I wanted to understand what's the current export mix, because I thought that last year it was around 15% total revenue. Has that mix changed in terms of domestic and export?
We are continuing to
Sorry,
do about...
Interrupt, sir. Sir, please, sir, can you start with your answer again?
Sorry?
So,
our export continues in that fashion. We are maintaining that level of 15% to 20% even currently.
Okay. And then I wanted to understand how the pricing works. Like, is it on a month-on-month basis or how does that work?
Yes, we are looking at monthly pricing, but if the trending suggests that there is a scope for increasing our pricing or changing our pricing, we take positions accordingly. But yes, we do try and maintain a monthly operating price because we are collecting our orders in advance and we try and keep that much order pending with us. So yes, we have, since we have a month's order in with us, for 1 month at least we have a rationale of a uniform price, and during the month if we see that there is, the market allows us to change pricing, we collect orders for the next month according to the new price.
Okay. And the last question is that how at Quantum we are getting ready for the national education policy, anything special that we're trying to do to get to be prepared for that?
So we are engaging with our dealers on a regular basis. They are our eyes and ears on ground. and they are the ones who look to what is clearly happening on this front and where from where are the new opportunities and new demands coming in. So we are keeping a tab on that, and that's how we will be preparing ourselves for the volume growth in future.
Okay. And the last question is that when the capex you told for the power cost reduction, which is around 35 to 40 CR annually, is that different from what you told on the channel, like 50 to 100 CR capex that you're looking for, or is it included in that capex?
It's included. It's already included because that project cost includes investing in our machines as well, which will help improve our volume growth by about 10-15%. So that is all in all. That project cost includes what we are wanting to invest in our boiler and turbines.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Reminder to participants, if you wish to ask question at this moment, please enter star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one at this moment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Next question is from the line of Dhruvil Kanadia from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My question is that after the backward integration, how much percentage of the gain can we see in margins, and what will be the cost saving due to the effect of the same?
Reduce our cost, and the effect on EBITDA is about 8-10%. So pre-COVID, we were at about 16% EBITDA margins, and that has gone up to about 29-30% now. So about 7-8% has come through a price hike, and about 7-8% through a cost reduction.
Okay, okay. And one more question. So with regards to the domestic and international markets, what are your expansion plans for the coming quarters?
We are looking at debottlenecking our paper capacities, and we are hoping to gain about 15-odd% on our volumes. And as I said, we are looking at further cost reductions in our steam and power. And so that will help us further make our operations further compact and further optimized.
Okay, thank you, sir. That helps.
Thank you. Participants, please enter star and one to ask a question. We have Narendra Porwal, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, hello, sir, awaaz aa rahi hai?
Yes, please continue.
सर एक तो हमारा लास्ट सितंबर क्वार्टर में ही मार्जिन बढ़ के आते हैं, उसके बाद मार्जिन डाउन होते हैं, तो एक उसका क्लेरिफिकेशन दीजिए. और सर हमारी डिविडेंड पॉलिसी क्या रहेगी? सर हम इतना एबिटा कर रहे हैं, लेकिन लास्ट दो साल से हम डिविडेंड नहीं दे रहे हैं, तो अब डिविडेंड पॉलिसी क्या होगी
आप? इस साल भी हम देख रहे हैं कि हम डिविडेंड जरूर डिक्लेयर करना चाहेंगे, बट करंटली बैंक्स ने हमारे पे रिस्ट्रिक्शन प्लेस करी हुई है बिकॉज ऑफ द हैवी डेट एंड द whatever our engagement with banks is. So hum unke sath bhi baat cheet kar rahe hain to clear us from that condition and to help us, enable us to declare dividend this year.
Aur sir ye margin is tarah se jo abhi jo international price hai, aapne bola ki dollars ka jo price hai to 80,000 ke aas paas to bulk ka price hai, to hamari conversion cost kya aati hai ki hame competition nahi badhe, और जिस तरह से डॉलर मजबूत हो रहा है तो उससे हमें क्या बेनिफिट हो सकता है कि इंपोर्ट कम होगा ऐसा?
तो डॉलर जो मजबूत हो रहा है उससे हमारे को जो गेन मिलता है कि भी पेपर प्राइस हमारी स्टेबल रहती है, और जो कन्वर्जन है हमें, हम फिलहाल कोई भी इंपोर्टेड पल्प नहीं यूज कर रहे हैं, सारी पल्प हम खुद ही बना रहे हैं विद आर ओन पल्पिंग फैसिलिटी, हम खुद ही लोकली रॉ मटेरियल खरीदते हैं और उसी से पल्प और पेपर बनाते हैं, तो हमारा जो मार्जिन है वो हमारी कॉस्ट और एफिशिएंसी से पे डिपेंडेंट है। हम कितनी एफिशिएंटली अपना रॉ मटेरियल कन्वर्ट करके उसको पेपर में ट्रांसलेट करते हैं।
सर, पर हमारे एरिया में कुछ मिले ने एक्सपांशन किया है तो रॉ मटेरियल पे प्राइस पे मतलब बढ़ी नहीं होगी जो हमारा एग्रो वेस्ट है, तो काफी देख मतलब दो तीन हमारे आसपास वाली मिलों ने ही एक्सपांशन किया है, तो शॉर्टेज रहेगी हमारे रॉ मटेरियल्स की या नहीं रहेगी?
नहीं, इतना इफेक्ट नहीं होगा, बिकॉज रॉ मटेरियल पूरी भरमार में अवेलेबल है। हमारे पंजाब में ही ऑलमोस्ट 20 मिलियन टन्स ऑफ वीट स्ट्रॉ अवेलेबल रहता है, जिसमें की सारी मिले मिला मलू के भी 2 मिलियन टन से ज्यादा उसकी पैदावार से उसकी यूटिलाइजेशन नहीं रहती, तो बहुत अवेलेबल है। तो ज्यादातर तो ये फॉडर और चारे के रूप में ही इस्तेमाल होता है, बट इस बहुत वॉल्यूम अवेलेबल है फॉर द इंटायर पेपर इंडस्ट्री फॉर यूटिलाइजेशन।
और सर, कॉस्टिक सोडा की प्राइस बहुत बढ़ी हुई है, तो उससे तो मार्जिन पे आने वाले क्वार्टर में इफेक्ट नहीं होगा सर?
नहीं, तो फॉर्चुनेटली हाँ, प्राइस जरूर बढ़ी है, बट हमारे पास केमिकल रिकवरी सिस्टम है जिसमें कि हमारा 95% प्लस रिकवरी है, तो हमारी जो रिक्वायरमेंट है कॉस्टिक परचेज की वो बहुत मिनिमल है। हम करीब 300 टन ही हमारी रिक्वायरमेंट है पर मंथ की, तो वो ज्यादा नहीं है। बस 95% हमारा सारा रिक्लेम करते हैं हम थ्रू आर केमिकल रिकवरी सिस्टम।
ओके, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pawan Khaitan from Quant Papers Limited for closing comments.
So thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. If you have any other further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR manager at Valorem Advisors. We are very thankful to all of our investors who have stood by us and had the confidence in the company's growth and future. And with this, I wish everyone a great day ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Quantum Papers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.